Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tez Zayin Amud Beis, five lines up from the bottom. We will start with Tanya, as yesterday we started the sugyas of what we call Rosh Hashanah, and we discussed about the times that the world is judged, and the Mida Keneged Mida elements of our being judged, and our sacrificing something having to do with the judgment that we have. Rabbi Yitzchak's din, there are four ways to tear up a gzar din. We mentioned on yesterday's daf, tztaka, tsa'aka, shini Hashem, and shini Maisa. And the end of yesterday's daf, where we spoke about the famous three books, Shloshes Sfarim, that are Niftach and Barash Hashanah, the book of the totally righteous, the book of the totally wicked, and the book of the Beinonim, the book of the middle of the road, so to speak, as we discuss what exactly does that mean. How could it be that, you know, most of the world has exactly the same mitzvahs and averos, Beinonim, and the whole Aseret Yimei Tshuva is only for the Beinonim, that we saw in Rashi and the Rambam and the Emek Bracha and other Pshatim. Okay, so continuing along those lines, five lines for the bottom, Tezai Adam Abes, Tanya, we'll start with. Beishamai Omrim, Gimel Kitos Hein Liyom Adin, there are three groups, Liyom Hadin, three groups of people. Acha Shel Tzadik, and what Yom Hadin is this talking about? Rashi says, Kishe Yichyu HaMesim. By Tchias HaMesim, there'll be three groups, Rashi says, quoting Chazal, explaining Chazal. Acha Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, one of the totally righteous. Acha Shel Rishoyim Gemurim. V'acha Shel Beinoniyim. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim V'Nechtavim La'alter. Tzadikim Gemurim are totally written and signed immediately L'Chai Olam. Rishayim Gemurim Nechtavim V'Nechtavim La'alter L'Gehenim. Rishayim Gemurim, the opposite, signed and sealed L'Gehenim. Shene'emar V'Rabim Yishene Admas Ofar Yakitsu. Elu, many of those who are sleeping, right, that's where Rashi gets it from, after Tchias HaMesim, those who sleep in the dust shall wake up. Eila l'chayi olam, this group will go to eternal life. Ve'eila l'charafos l'dir on olam, and these will go for eternal embarrassment. Beinonim yordim l'gehenim, the Beinonim will go down to Gehenim, umitzafzafim v'olim, and they will, Rashi, tzafzafim, it's so akimu bochin, they'll be screaming out, v'olin, and then after a certain amount, they will come out of Gehenim. Gehenim will be a little process. Shneimar v'hevesi es ha'shlishes v'eish, as the Pasuk says, I will bring a third of them, but a small group of eish, utzraftim kitzrof es ha'kesef, and I will cleanse them like one cleanses silver. Ubachantim gibichones azav, or gold. Hu yikra bishmi va'ani e'ene oso. He will call in my name and I will answer him va'alehem. This is all the pasuk, again referring to some group of people who are in pain, but they will call out and God will answer them. Va'alehem amra chana. And about this group, Chana said in her Shira, Hashem mimis u'mechaye. Hashem is in charge of death and then in charge of life. Morid Sheol vayaal, and he lowers down to the depths vayaal, and then he brings up. What's Chana dafka davening for those who go to Gehenna a little bit? And in death, Chana is davening for she's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the son that she was given. Why is Chana davening for this? I saw the Chidah. It's quoted here in the Mishpatzo Zahav on Shmuel Aleph. On the pasuk, it quotes the Gemara. The Chidah explains based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes, so we know the last paragraph of Sanhedrin discusses all of those. First, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba, except a few who don't have the Olam Haba. The Gemara there quotes based on a pasuk in Sanhedrin Kuftes Mabez that Adas Korach has a Chelek in Olam Haba. Some of the Korach group that got swallowed up in a couple weeks, so they have a chelek, v'alehem, and about them, quoting our pasuk, same pasuk, hakasuv omer Hashem meimis u'mechaye morich ovayol, quoting the pasuk, the question is, why Dafke is Chana, one of the Sheva Nevios, she davening for the Adas Korach to be able to come out of Gehenim and have Olam Haba. So explains the Chidah that what was Korach's sin? As we know, Rashi quotes it, Baruch Korach, that he thought, there's no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do this to me. There's no way, something bad. Why? Because he saw Allah Selavo in the future, that one of his descendants is going to be Shmuel Hanavi. Shmuel's going to be one of his descendants. He's like, Shmuel's going to be one of my descendants? Okay, I'm in the clear. I have nothing to worry about. So therefore, he did what he did, and he didn't think there was going to be any risk factor. But really, obviously, there was. It was going to be a descendant, but Hashem could take care of Korach, even with the present progeny that he has, and he doesn't have to, you know, protect him where he is now. So, in a sense, in an indirect way, Chana, who gave birth to Shmuel, had something to do with the Korach and his followers, you know, being led astray and going to the demise that they had. So that's why Davka Chana was the one that davens for them, that they should have a chiluk to Olam Haba, Hashem Mimis Umachaya Morit Sha'ol. Morich Ovayo. That's what the Chida quotes. That is why, because main Tsiba Rechoka, because Grama Vavera, Ulazes Paul Chana Alav, Vegamahanyles Chusa Shel Shmuel Hanavi. Good. That was why he davened in that way. I'm not sure if I mentioned yesterday, but there is also the Diak of the Pnei Yehoshua. We just had that the Las Lavod is going to be, we're going to have Yom HaDin. We'll have the Tzadikim Gemurim, Risham Gemurim, and then the Beinonim. So yesterday also we mentioned the Yom HaDin. We mentioned that on Rosh Hashanah the books are open and Ksiva V'Chasima happen. And on Yom Kippur, you know, if by the Beinonim, whoever did not finish their din on Rosh Hashanah has it on Yom Kippur. The Bnei Yeshua has the Ha'ara that in all these Gemaras, the Gemara we just read, and the earlier Gemara, it says, Nechtavin v'nechtamin, signed and sealed, except for Yom Kippur. When it talks about Rosh Hashanah, and we just spoke about Yom HaDin, which is Rosh Hashanah L'Aselavo, it says Nechtavin v'nechtamin. But if you look at Yom Kippur, a couple of lines ago, it says, when they come to Yom Kippur, it just says, read it. Zachu nechtavin l'chaim. Lo zachu nechtavin l'misa. There's no chasima on Yom Kippur. Why not? Asked the Pnei Yeshua, among other questions that was discussed on yesterday's daf. Says the Pnei Yeshua, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu seal, we mentioned this in a different mesechta a couple of months ago, but it's right here. This is where the Pnei Yeshua is. Because the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says elsewhere, is MS. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu seal. Chasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is all about MS. It's Yom HaDin, right? All Din V'cheshbon. We stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabay Alafanav, over the front of Kibnei Maron, as Be'ez Hashem, we will have on tomorrow's daf, that phrase, the source of that phrase is on tomorrow's daf, Kibnei Maron, explained on tomorrow's daf, and therefore, that's not Yom Kippur. You can't have a chasima. Chosamo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, it's truthfulness, that's good for Rosh Hashanah. But Yom Kippur is all about chesed and rachamim. And if it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu erasing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not giving us exactly what we deserve, but if we do tshuva, he'll give us another chance, that can't be based on his chasima of MS. That's why it doesn't say nechtamim. It just says nechtavin. By Yom Kippur, there could be ksiva, but there's no chasima, right? Because chasama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Just along these lines, also if you look in the old siddurim, right, the siddur with the otzros atila, the old siddurim, and the big siddur with all the mefarshim on the bottom of the Ian Yosef and the Eitz Yosef, quotes a thought of a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. And that it says that he showed it to the Vilna Gaon and the Gra, the Kalsay. The Gra praised it. So he would like this idea. What idea? It says that the 15 adjectives explaining HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Shema that we say every morning, Emes, V'yatziv, V'nachon, V'kayim, V'yashar, all explaining the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of those are parallel exactly to the 15 psukim in the first two parashas of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is parallel to Emes. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha is parallel to V'yatziv. And V'hayu Adram Ha'ela is parallel to V'nachon. And he goes through each one, how each one is perfectly dovetails with the pasuk that it is parallel to. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, that's parallel to Emes. That's the first one. I mean, we Ashkenazim, you know, Sfardim in certain ways, repeat Emes also to try to get the three extra words, Hashem Elokechem Emes, in order to make the total number of 248 words in Shema, it's three short. That's why B'tzibur, we have a chazan repeat the three words. At B'yachad, we say Kal Malach Ne'eman. But that first pasuk of Chalos Malach Hashemayim is parallel to Emes. Why? Because Chosam Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and that's why it's parallel. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fifth line, Beis Hillel Omrim. Different shot than what we just said. Right, the first day it was that this other group goes down to Gehenim, gets cleansed a little bit, and then comes up. Beis Hillel Omrim v'Rav Chesed Mata Klapi Chesed. What does the pasuk Rav Chesed mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leans the din to Chesed and prevents the people from even going down to Gehenim. Mata klapi chesed. They don't even have to go there. They are, Hashem protects them and they don't go to Gehenim at all. The Aleim Omar David, and about them, David says, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli, I feel beloved. We'll see that's the translation later, because Hashem heard my voice. The Aleim Omar David, kala bar shakula dalosi v'li hoshia. I am poor, I have no zechuyos, I have no merits, and yet Hashem saves me. Hashem saves me. That's the difference, whether there's going to be any little yisurin for this group or not. Good. Next line. Poshe Yisrael Bagufan. Those that sin against God with their bodies. Poshe Yisrael Bagufan. We'll see what each of these phrases mean. The Gemara will go into each one. Uposhe Umos Ha'olam Bagufan. And those who sin amongst Umos Ha'olam Bagufan with their bodies. Yardin L'Gehenim. They go down to Gehenim. Meaning Jew and non-Jew. V'nidone Ba'yud Beis Chodesh. And they are judged for 12 months. There are other chazals that say maybe 11 months for other types of individuals. And we like, minhag of Ashkenazim is to only say Kaddish for 11 months. Not for 12 months, because we like to assume that there's nobody that's a Rosh Hagama that's going to be in the Gehenna for 12 months. So here it says, Poshe Bagufan are 12 months, but the minhag is to stop saying Kaddish after 11 months to treat everyone not like this type of person. Lacha Yudbeis Chodesh, after 12 months, of these Poshim, both Yisrael Begufan and Umos Olam Begufan. We don't know who these people are. We'll see soon. Gufan Kala Vidishmasa Nisrefes. Their neshama is even affected. You would think a neshama is spiritual. There's nothing to talk about. But the neshama is even affected in Gehenim. You know, Gan Eden and Gehenim, the Gemara says, are two of the seven items that were created before the world was created. Dvarim Psachim. Rov Rishonim assume that they, at least Gan Eden, maybe Gehenim too, but at least Gan Eden is a place on earth. Place on earth, physical. The Ramban writes of a Beferish in Sefer Bereishis. Gan Eden. Gehenim isn't as, the Ramban I think also says about Gehenim, but there is a physical quality to it. So the Gemara here says, the guf is destroyed, the neshama is burned, the ruach mefazar ton, tachas kapos ragli atzadikim, and the wind spreads and scatters them under the tramplings of the tzaddikim. Again, a lot of this might be figurative as well. They will be trampled and spread under the feet of those righteous. So that is on one side. Aval haminim v'ha'amasoros. The next category of wicked people. Right? Once we're talking about Yom Hadin, we're talking about Yom Hadin in the future. That's what we're talking about this year in Yanei Rosh Hashanah. The minim and the misoros and the apikorsim. Who are all these three people? Let's finish the phrase and then we'll define each one. Vishakafru b'Torah, those who deny Torah. Vishakafru b'tchiyas ha'mesim, those who deny the afterlife, that there is tchiyas ha'mesim. Vishapirshu midarkei tzibur, and those that have separated from the way of the tzibur, they hold themselves separately. Vishenathnu chitisam be'eretz chayim, those who instill undue fear into fellow people, v'shechatu v'shehechtiu asarabim, those who sin and cause others to sin, k'gon Yeravim ben Nevat v'chaveirav, one of the famous machti'im, according to some, lost his olam haba, Yeravim when the first king of Yisrael, right, he, the Malchus split in his day, and Rechavim, Shlomo's son, continued, Malchus Yehuda, and then Yeravim, yardim l'gehenim v'nidonim baladari doros, all these people go down to Gehenim, and are judged eternally. Shneamar v'yatzu v'ra'u b'figreho anashim ha'poshim bi, and they will go out and see the corpses of those who rebelled against me. And the pasuk continues in the part that's not listed. Kitolatam lo tamutz v'isham lo tichbet. It will never be extinguished. Gehenim. Should we continue a little bit? Yeah. Gehenim kala v'heim einam kalim. Gehenim might even at a certain time be destroyed and not be in use anymore, but they will never. Heim einam kalim. Their suffering will never stop. Those who rebelled against God in a such extreme way. Shemar v'tzuram levalos sheol. Their tzur will be mevale, will outlast sheol, the depths, another name for Gehenna. V'kol kach lama, and all of this. Why? Mipnei shepashtu yudeyam bizvul. They stretched out their hand against zvul. What zvul? Shemar mizvul lo. V'zvul el beis hamigdash. All of their actions ultimately affected the Churban Bayis Beis HaMikdash, and as the Achrona point out, if it hasn't been built in their generation, it's as if they did it again. It's Chazal say, Shneamar b'nei barisi beis volocha, v'yaleim amrachana, Hashem yechatu merivav. Okay, end of sentence, let's stop there and make a couple of comments. Going backwards, first the last line, Gehenim Kolam, Heim Einam Kolam. Ask the Marsha, how could their suffering continue after Gehenim's not there anymore? Isn't Gehenim the source of all of their suffering? So how could it be affected? How could they continue to be affected negatively even after Gehenna's not there anymore? So the Aruch HaNer answers the Marsha's question. First he asks it, Kibish Gehenim Kala, Eich Shayach Sheni Dorim Ladori Doros, Ula Anias Daiti, says the Aruch HaNer. You know what ultimate punishment is? The recognition of what they don't have. There is obviously some positive Gehenim elements that actively is a punishment. But then after that, even after that's done, then they eternally will see what they're missing in Gan Eden, in Olam Haba, and that itself will continue the punishment, says the Aruch HaNer. Imkei nechshav onesh lahem l'hacherpa sheroin atzadikim besimcha, v'heim b'cherpa, just seeing exactly what they're missing. Seeing the tzaddikim, sheyoshin ba'atroseyim, and enemies of Ashkina, that itself is a punishment. That itself they will be looking in and realize. Ha'onesh shel ha'bushel ha'rishon lo yichle, v'hainu din shelahem l'dorei doros. That's the first Aruch HaNer. Then he continues and said what we just said. B'chol dor she'ein beis ha'miklash nivne b'yamav, ki'ilu charev b'yamav. V'arishoyim halalu higdilu avonos ad she'im haya beis ha'miklash nivne. If they had a beis ha'miklash in this generation, it would have been destroyed. And there's the Pashya Dayim Bezvul, right? They stretched out their hands to affect the Zvul, to affect the Beis HaMikdash. Good. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Who are Minim, Misoros, and Apikarsim? Right? These are all different types of heretics. So who are they, and who's in every category? So we're here, so we'll start with Rashi. Rashi says, Minim, third line, Ho'anashim asher hafchu divrei Elokim chayim l'ra'a. Those who twist the word of God l'ra'a. Those who twist HaKadosh Baruch Hu's MS and misuse it and abuse it. Kagon stukimu baitusim. So a min is somebody who knows a little Torah. He's in the fold, he or she. But they misuse and abuse and misrepresent Torah. That's a min. A heretic. Stukimu baitusim. Those who only believe in Torah Shebichsaf. Right? They rejected Torah Shebal Peh. Tzaduk and Baisas, we know this, the Talmidim of Atiganesh Yisocho. The times of the Tanaim, first Perek in Pirkei Avos, discusses what partially led Tzaduk u'Baitus astray. But the Rambam says, you know how they succeeded? Because if somebody just rejects everything, then nobody would have listened to them. They accepted some. They accepted Torah Shebichsav. Because if they wouldn't have even accepted that, nobody would have even been drawn to them. They accepted Torah Shebichsav, and they whittled away at Torah Shebal Peh, at the Mesorah, about the Koach HaRabbanon. So he says that's how they were able to succeed. That's in the Minim. Misoros are those slanderers who give the money or even the lives of fellow Jews to the authorities. And Apikarsim, Rashi here says, Mevazet Talmidei Chachamim. Those who disgrace the rabbis. Talmidei Chachamim, those are the Minim, Stukim, Minim, Misoros, and Apikarsim. If you look at the Rambam has a lengthy discussion of these categories in the third parak of Ilchas Tshuva. Where there, why does he talk about this there? Because he starts off going to, everybody has chuyas and avonos, and you have to try to, you know, do tshuva and realize that you're in the middle and view yourself as chatzi, chuyas, chatzi averos. He talks about tshuva, and then he discusses in the middle of the parak, the elu she'en lem chelok olam haba. The following people, partially based on our Gemara, do not have olam haba. Even though the Rambam says, Kol Yisrael, like Chazal. Ela nichrasin v'ovdin v'nidonin al godel risham v'chatasam, but they are cut off and lost and judged for their wickedness. La'olam la'olmei olamim. Forever. La'olam la'olmei olamim. That's a phrase that the Rambam uses in the positive also. Right? The Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah says, when we look at the mezuzah, he doesn't quote the minhag of kissing the mezuzah, it's a later minhag, but when he says, whenever we look at the mezuzah, we have to wake up from our spiritual slumber, Mehavle olam, and he says we have to remember she'ein davar ha'omeid la'olam ula'olmei olamim el yediyas tur olamim bilvad, but knowledge of God in connection to Hashem. That's the only thing that it remains forever and ever. So that same phrase, la'olam ula'olmei olamim, is here in the negative. It says that they are judged forever. Who are these people? Minim, apikarsim, kofrim batorah, kofrim b'tchiyas ha'meisim, kofrim b'biyas ha'goel, those who reject Mashiach, mishumadim, machtiei harabim, parshim idarki tzibur, Mosrim, right? Three of them are the ones on our list. Matili Eimal Atzibur Shlo L'Shem Shemayim. That's also on our list. Shofchei Damim Ba'alei Lashon Hara. Whoa. Umosheich Arlaso. So all of those we like think to ourselves we're pretty good at, except that one. Except all of them seem pretty extreme. Apikarsim Minim Kor B'Tchiza Meisim Mishum Madim Machtim Osa Averis Biad Rama Mosrim and Ba'alei Lashon Hara. That's the one we got to. Hopefully all the other ones were far away from Ba'alei Lashon Hara, not just once in a while. Ba'alei, they make it their business. But then the Rambam goes into, there are five types of Minim. I'm not going to read all of these, but just a few of them. Who are Minim? The Rambam says, Ha'omer She'ein Sham Eloka, Vein Olam Manig. Right, somebody doesn't believe in God. Ve'ha'omer She'ein Sham Manig, Aval Heim Shnayim Oyoser. Or, you believe in two gods. Ve'ha'omer She'eish Ribon Echad, Ela Shehu Guf U'Ba'al Timuna. You believe there's a physical God. That's also a min, says the Rambam. This is the famous Ravid. The Ravid says, what's so bad about that belief? There are people who believe in that. It's the Ravid right here. The Ravid says, V'lama karel ez min, v'kame gedolim v'tovim mimenu holchu bazu amachshava. What is the Rambam, is the Ravid saying here that, oh, there are people greater than the Rambam? Mimenu? Is that talking about the Rambam? The Rav Pshat have given that it doesn't literally mean that. Because that's the Ravid saying. Lefi masharo b'mikros, v'yoser b'masharo b'divri agados, ha'mishab shows as adeos. The Ravid's not saying that I believe in it. But he's saying there are those that do believe in the physicality of God. You're calling him a heretic? A min? But that's the Rambam. V'chein, ha'omer she'eino levado rishon v'tzur lakol. He wasn't first and he won't be last. V'chein, ha'ovid eloka zulaso kedelios melitz b'eino v'eini ribon ha'olamim. You think there is an intermediary that has power in itself. So again, when we, that's a big sugya of Melitzim and the davening to Malachim and the other davening to Niftarim. So ultimately, the Rambam would say, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bischus. Or even if you have, if you believe, like those Rishonim, there's a Rashi and Sanhedrin that says it's a favorish, but all the tzlichas, machilisei rachamim, and the yugimu midos, which we'll talk about, there are many that, you daven directly towards them, but we don't believe that ultimately they have power. Right, even if you let's say you want to get into a certain Rebbe, so you need a connection. So the connection gets you in. It doesn't mean that you believe that the connection has inherent power. You believe that they have, you know, connections. Don't go to Shmarachu. They could, or to anyone, and they can get you in. But that's, would you call that Avodah Zarah? So maybe some would, but that's, one doesn't have to say that. Those are Minim. Then the Rambam says there are three Epikarsim. Those who don't believe in Nevuah, those who deny Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chulu. Then there are three of the people that are called Kofar Batorah. You don't believe in Torah Shemayim, you believe that part of the Torah. You go through each one of these. Let me just read one. Poresh Midarkei Tzibur. Those who go away from the Tzibur. Afal Pi Shelo Avar Averos. You didn't do any sin. Ela Nivdal Me Adas Yisrael. I separate myself from a big part of the Jewish people. Ve'eina osa mitzvos bichlalon. I like to do mitzvos, but in private. I don't like to be around crowds. Ve'lo nichnas bitzarasan. And if there's a big tzara going on, rachmana litzlan, there's a tragedy, there's a difficulty, there's a sakana, I don't take part in that get together. Ve'lo mis'ane bis'anisan. I don't fast with all the rest of Klal Yisrael is fasting about something. Ela holich b'darko ke'echon migoye ha'aretz u'ki'ilu einon mehen ein lo chelak olam haba. It's poresh ben hatzibur, but that also is something that we have to always make sure that we are part of Klal Yisrael. And he continues, it goes into, and he said, altogether there are 24 groups of people, but he gets it from our Gemara, the Minim, the Apikarsim, and the Mosrim, the Chul. Let us continue where we left off. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, about the halfway down. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avin, upenehem domin l'shulei kedera. Their faces, Rashi says, the beinonim that went to Gehenna a little bit and then screamed and got out, they are like the bottom of a pot. Shulei kedera. What does that mean, the bottom of a pot? Explains the Ritva. Even after you clean a pot, it's never as clean as new. Never as new. You can clean it and scrub it, but it's used. It's used. That's the Ritva. We always are somewhat affected. That's what it is. Haino lomai. Tekiva sheni donu begehenem laolam. Roshem gehenem nikar bahem. Kamoshe nikar roshem. Meshulei akadera. Ava pishem alabedin osa. Right? Beyakal makom. But he says, it's not so bad. He says, derech mashal. Nismakom. Nesayam ve'in aleim ala roshem gehenem. V'chul. And the Gemara continues and says, V'yamar Rava v'inu mishfire shvire b'nei mechuza. The best of b'nei mechuza are affected. We always have to put in some time and then we are able to get out. Why the b'nei mechuza? Rashi explains here that they have a lot in mechuza. The Marsha says they are misaneg a little too much in Olam Hazeh. They focus on the Gashmias a little too much, and therefore, that's the mashal that is given. Rashi says, Me'unagim u'shmeinim hayu. Right, they enjoy life. Maybe a little too much. Me'unagim u'shmeinim hayu. U'mikrim b'nei gehenim. And that's what they might be called. Maybe even them. They're not even Bali Averis, but even them. B'nei gehenim. There is, we talk about the even righteous people having to suffer a little bit in gehenim. The Beis HaLevi writes in the Drasha that there are two ultimate purposes in gehenim. One obviously is punishment, but there's another idea, and that is cleanliness, cleansing. In order to be in Gan Eden, ultimately, so we all, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure, as the Mesillas Yesharim discusses in the Parag Dalet, I think, that the whole concept of Hashem punishing us is three chasadim in one. Number one, he doesn't punish us right away. Doesn't punish us right away. Boom. That's number one. Number two, even when he punishes us, it's much less than, you know, what is commensurate to our sins. But we're going to have something. Nobody's perfect. Right? The Gemara says only four people never sinned. But everybody else, all of us have to put in some time. But says the Beis HaLevi. But that's not, we shouldn't just look at that as punishment, but we should look at this as cleansing in order to then be pure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'asid Lama. Vanir Lomar, this is in Drosh Yud Gimel. Kavana Bazeba Hamamar. Tinei Ba'onesh Shal Gehenim Yesh Lomar Bo Shnei Ofanim. O Begeder Onesh, V'nekama Ama'asim Haraim Sha'asa B'chayav. O Shuhu Begeder Tikun V'kfisa. It's like cleaning us. U'kamosha mechapsin beged, shenivla bo lach luchis, mechapsin ozo borozchin, ashepoli kol amos, just like it gets dirty. You gotta scrub it a little bit. You can even use hot water. Right? Scrub it in order to get cleanliness. Shebo, v'nishar naki u'metzuchtzach. And it's left clean and pure. U'kamochei nefesh harasha, sher tzbiya teshuka l'ra b'nafsho, v'esha gehenna mechapsim u'motzi hara. He says that's what we have to realize. V'nishneo fanam anal, emesem. They're both true. Right, it cleanses us. And that's why we have the first year, we have many minhagim of relatives in order to help out during that first year. Right, we say Kaddish to try to be Mekaddishim Shemayim, or we daven for the Amud to be Mezakeh the Niftar. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin that instead of saying Zechorno Levracha after a parent the first year, the person says Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. I should be the atonement for them. Rashi there in Kiddushin says, what does that mean? It means Hashem, give me the suffering instead of them. We'd rather get the suffering in Olam Hazeh instead of Olam Haba. Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. After 12 months, we switch. We say Zechorno Levracha, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, right? Because after 12 months, we assume, and we are allowed to assume, that our relatives were tzaddikim, and they are out. But that's kind of the two elements of Gehenim, says the Beis HaLevi. We continue. Amar Mar. Beis Hillel Omer, quoting the statement we had earlier. Beis Hillel Omer v'rav chesed matik lapi chesed. Hashem turns us and possibly even gets rid and without having to go down to Gehenna. The Oksiv, what does Beis Hillel do with the pasuk quoted by the Tanakhama, which seems to say that there is some type of suffering for even the righteous? Vehevesi as Ashlishas Ba'esh. Hasa Beposhi Yisrael Begufan. No, those are the sinners of the Jews with their goof. What does that mean? Poshi Yisrael Begufan. Va'amir Lestu Dakanta. What do you mean? That was in the continuation of the Raisa. That they suffer. They don't have a takana. Poshe begufan. So Gemara says, no, ki les lu takana berov avonos. That's if they have a majority of sins. Hacha, you know what we're talking about here? Mechza avonos and mechza schuyos. What if somebody's half and half? The ismunami avon de poshe begufan. And within that half is this one. Poshe Yisrael, they rebel against God with their bodies. So with that type of person, they have to go through this. Meaning, if somebody's half and half without that sin, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Matha Klapi Chesed. And he says it straight to Gan Eden. But if we're half and half, so Then we have to go through a little bit, v'yim lav, and without this, v'rav chesam ha'atek la b'chesed, we won't even have to do it. And again, as we've spoken about yesterday, when we're talking about mechza avonus and mechza schuyos, does that mean exact? Could be. But it also might mean, as the Vilna Gaon explains, others, and that is based on the Gemara in Brachos. Beinoni, mechza and mechza, means someone who's wishy-washy. What's a tzaddik? A tzaddik doesn't mean somebody who's perfect. A tzaddik means somebody who basically does the right thing. He does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I have conditioned myself to always do right. Everybody slips off. Everybody makes mistakes. But generally, my netiya is to the good. That's a tzaddik. And a rasha, of course, is the opposite. What's a beinoni? Wishy-washy. We don't have any natural netiya. Sometimes we have a natural netiya this way, and so we're spiritually schizophrenics. Right? We this and that, and so it says that's beinonim. Our job is to make ourselves in life not to be perfect. We're never going to be perfect. We know that. We're human beings. But to have our natural tendency to do the right thing. And sometimes the Yitzhak gets the best of us, but it shouldn't be that we have a tendency to do the wrong thing. And once in a while, the Yitzhak gets the best of us. No, it should be, should make sure to be the opposite. That's what mechza and mechza means, as we discussed yesterday as well. The Alehem. First one line, V'yaleh amar David, ahatik yishma Hashem. Relating to that, that's what David said, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he hears me. Darash Rava, my dechsiv, ahatik yishma Hashem, what we say in Hallel, Amra k'nesi yisrael v'yaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'nai Yisrael say in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Eimasai ani ahuva lefanecha, when am I beloved in front of you, Bizman sh'ata shomea kol tachnunai. When you hear my supplications, dalosi v'liya hoshia, afal pisha doa ani min ha-mitzvos, even though I am poor, li no'el hoshia, still you save me. Good. So we still haven't defined a certain people on the list, so here we go. Poshe Yisrael begufan, my nihu. Who is that? People who rebel against God with their bodies. Amarav karkafta delomanav tilin. A skull, literally karkafta is a skull. A skull that does not wear tefillin. Whoa. So what does that mean? You don't wear tefillin? So Tosfos immediately points out. Tosfos says, first of all, Imosik Batorah Kaminiach Tefillin Dami, Kadar Rabbi Mechilta, there's a Mechilta that says, Haosik Batorah Patam and a tefillin. Okay, not for us now. But then he says, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish. What, somebody misses tefillin one day? They're Karkafta Deloman of Tefillin? Says Tosfos, no. It means if you don't wear tefillin because you think tefillin are disgusting. You think that I'm going to wrap myself in tefillin with a Dvar Hashem on me? I've been mazed, don't wear tefillin. That's karkafta de lomanach tefillin. Kisha mitzvah bezuya alav. She megunos alav. I'm embarrassed about it. Ritzuo shel tefillin she barosho. I'm embarrassed. Right, Dafka says barosho, interestingly. Avalim yarei lahaniach. Mishud debi'ina gufnaki. What if somebody has a stomach virus, a stomach ailment, and they don't want to put on tefillin because they have covered for the tefillin? Because I cannot keep, today I can't keep a clean body. You know, we should try, because all we need tefillin on is for like 3 minutes, the minimum. I think Shema and Shemona Esrei, if somebody's really, really sick. But let's see, somebody does, in a circumstance, the other, we discussed this months ago, what if somebody has a catheter, right, and the psak give it to them, whatever the psak is, they can't put on tefillin while they have that in. So, what, obviously not. That's an ones. That's not mitzvah bezuya olav. Right, that's because they want to be like Elisha Malka Nafayim. They want to have a gufnaki. The chulu. Elavada ema of dinam poshe yisob a gufan. Vekolani the shmeitzin. So therefore, it's somebody who doesn't amaze it. And also, bishaloas a tshuva. And it's also talking about somebody who never does tshuva. That's a karkafta de lo manach tefillin. Rav Soloveitchik picked out this Gemara and said, oh, this Gemara is telling us something very special and something very unique. There is a question in general. We know there are three types of mitzvos. Three types of brachos. Three types of brachas. We have birchas ha-nehenin, a bracha on pleasure. We have birchos ha-shevach v'hodah, a bracha on praise and thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's all the Rambam says. We say shevach v'hodah because every day we're talking to God. We come out of the bathroom and we see a rainbow and we hear thunder and lightning and we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day. And of course, birchas ha-mitzvos. Ha-nehenin, shevach v'hodah, and mitzvos. But, explains Rav Soloveitchik, there seems to be some brachos that are associated with mitzvos that are somewhat unusual. Usually we know, berachas a mitzvah, asher, kedushan, abdel, bezivanu, li, or al. But let's say, what about bris mila? We have a bracha of al hamila, and then we have a bracha of lahachnisa, berisa, shalav, mavinu. So is that just a berachas shalav, pahodah? Maybe, but it's said in the context of a mitzvah. It's always said by bris milah, right? Or what about the bracha on a marriage? Is that a regular bracha on a mitzvah? So why don't we just say a regular bracha on a mitzvah? The kaddish is a isha, right? A super gets a mitzvah, right? We have this fancy bracha. So what? Or tefillin, lohaniach tefillin, and al mitzvah tefillin, according to Ashkenazim, two brachas. And we have others. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, there are two types of birchas hamitzvah. Within birchas hamitzvah, most birchas hamitzvahs are brachas on a maisa mitzvah. I'm about to do an act of a mitzvah, I make a bracha on it. I make a megillah, netilas lulav, and the lalagir shal Shabbos. All the birchas hamitzvah is fine. But then once in a while, you have a mitzvah that's not just an action, but it is a mitzvah that achieves a certain status. And whenever I do a mitzvah that achieves a certain status, as a recognition of that status, I have a special berachas mitzvah, either instead of the regular one or in addition to. Why that difference? Not for now. But I have that hakara, a bracha on the chalos mitzvah, not on the maisa mitzvah. So for example, marriage. She's an eishes ish. The woman becomes an eishes ish, so I have a special bracha on that. That's why I have a fancy bracha. Why do you not say a regular bracha? Okay. Mila. You have a bracha on the Maisa HaMitzvah, al HaMila, and then you have a bracha on the fact that the child is now a Mahul, l'hachniso b'vriso shel Avram Avinu. Right, you have different types of brachos, and the Chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik is tefillin. Tefillin is also, l'haniach tefillin is a bracha on the Maisa HaMitzvah. Asher k'neshar milav izvano l'haniach tefillin. But then you have al mitzvah tefillin. Al mitzvah tefillin. What's that? The bracha on the chalos. What kind of chalos? What kind of chalos? What effect is achieved? Flanzer of Soloveitchik, you're a different person when you wear tefillin. How do you know I'm a different person? Where's the raya? Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin. Karkafta de lomonach tefillin. That lashon of karkafta, a skull. What do you mean a skull? See, he's a gavra. I'm a different person when I'm a tefillin wearer. A tefillin wearer and a non-tefillin wearer is a different person. Different person. Maybe that's what Kiddush is also. Kiddush is a chalos of Shabbos. We know ourselves. There's a certain level. If somebody doesn't wear tefillin every day, their observance is of a certain level. Once somebody starts wearing tefillin, so they've reached a stage, right? Not as extreme as Shomer Shabbos, but they've reached a stage. Kakav lo manach tefillin, and that's even explains the Maariv Chayis what the Rambam says. There's an amazing Rambam, and the Mefarshim don't point out where the Rambam gets it from. Kesef Mishnah always says, "Where does the Rambam get it from?" But the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet. Kedushas tefillin, kedusha gadolahi. It's amazing kedusha. She calls manchet tefillin al rosho shel adam. As long as tefillin are on the head of a person. The alzroo, hu anav, the yare. He's humble and fearful. The eno nimshach, bischoku, besicha metela. He doesn't have levity. The eno mahar her b'machshavos rose. And he doesn't think about bad thoughts. Elam efaneli bo ledivrei ha-emes vat. He's a different person when he wears tefillin, the Rambam is telling us. Where does he get that from? So at least one Gemara is right here. Karkafta, the Lamanach Tefillin. That's the one that's chosen. There's another Gemara at the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachos, where the Gemara says, one of the Amorim, I think it was Abaye or Abirmia, was joking around a little bit. Whatever it means that an Amor was joking around. And his Rebbe says to him, what's going on? V'gilu b'rataksiv. You're supposed to have a little, not supposed to go overboard. You're supposed to be happy in fearfulness. And the answer given, he says, don't worry about it. I'm wearing Tefillin. How does that help? I'm wearing Tefillin. So the Maariv Chai is there. Brachas Daf Lamed says that it's connected to this Rambam. Okay. It says, Karkafta Delo Monach Tefillin. Weiter. Okay, we can spend a lot more time on that, but there's a lot more to say. Poshe Umos Olam Begufan. Those who are negligent amongst the nations of the world. Amarav Ba'avera. Ba'avera, what does that mean? Arayos. Arayos. Somebody is involved in Arayos, so then they also are subject to this punishment. Meaning, what's mashba, by the way, from this? And the Ritva points out that umos ha'olam, who are not involved in this terrible behavior, do get olam haba. Do get olam haba. The Ritva says beferish. V'had de mashba de chasidei umos ha'olam nidonin l'chayi olam v'yeshlam chelok olam haba kim mekayim in zayim esel b'nei noach. Umos ha'olam, who fulfill the sheva mitzvos, and those who are righteous Gentiles. Right, that's what we believe as well. They will also, there's a big discussion, I didn't bring up the big discussion in the Rambam, different girsos in the Rambam and Ilchas Malachim, but then he quotes, Aval elu hanotzrim v'hayishme'elim b'chlal minim heim, u'kemosh apirish rashi, minim talmide yeshu hanotzri. So that Rashi we don't have. That was censored out. A few times, Rishonim quote Rashi as quoting Talmidei Yeshu, and it is not there. But it's Rashi and Brachas, for example, Yud Beis, by the Minim and the Aseres HaDibros Gemara. So there, again, some of the older Gemaras put it back in, but the Ritva quotes Rashi here, but we don't have that Rashi. But those who are anti and have other beliefs, so those are not going Olam Haba, especially those who inflicted and destroyed and tortured Am Yisrael throughout the ages. Okay, let's continue. Weiter, fifth wide line. Vishnasu chitas of Eretz Chayim, those who instill undue fear to fellow people. Amar Rav Chizkiya is a parnas hamatal ema yisera latzibur shalolah sheb shamayim. A leader that instills fear in others without any intentions, just because he wants to hold himself high. Amar Rav Yudam Arav called parnas any leader hamatal ema yisera latzibur shalolah sheb shamayim. Any leader that instills fear without good reason, ena roa ben tamar chacham, will not see a ben who is wise. The Talmud Chacham, Shneemar, Lachain Yireuhu Anoshim, he causes men to fear him. Lo Yireh Kol Chachmi Lev, you won't see any Chachamim. Period. Beisil Omer V'Rav Chesed Matek Labi Chesed, as Beisil said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to somehow take our sins and erase them, so we won't even have to go down to Gehenna. So Hechi Avin, what will he do? Interesting Machlokas. The Mepharshim discuss what the root is. What? How's Hashem? Let's say we're half and half. How's Hashem going to tip the scales? Rabbi Eliezer Omar, Kovsho. Hashem is going to weigh down the mitzvah side so that it's going to weigh more. He's going to push it down. Kovsho. Shedemar Yashub Yerachamenu Yichbosh Avonoseinu. To be kovesh is to push down. He's going to push down the good side. Rabbi Yossi Rechanina Omar, no say. No, he's going to lift up the bad side so that the good side weighs is further down, thinking about an old-fashioned scale. Shneamar nosei avod, he will carry the iniquities. V'yover al pesha. So what's the nekudas of machlokas here? Pushing down the mitzvahs or lifting up the averis? So the Hashem says, shuvah me'ahava or shuvah me'ira. Right? Is he going to focus on the mitzvahs or focus on the averis? And which is which? That's a good question. Is it lifting up the averis so that they don't hurt so much, so the mitzvahs go down more? Or is it pushing down the mitzvahs? Fascinating machlokas to think about. Tana Devar B'Yishmoel. Ma'ar Rishon Rishon. Another way. No, he's going to just wipe each one by one. One by one, he's going to erase them. And in Mela, it's going to really be weighted to Zechuyos. V'Kecheni Amida. And that's the Mida he's going to get rid of one by one. Omar Rava. V'Avon Atzmo Eino Nimchak. Even though he's going to erase it, it's not that it's going to be erased forever. De'i'ika Ruba Avon as Machshe Bahadayu. This is could be talking about while we are still alive, when we're judged every night. So he's going to hold it in abeyance after cleaning it, and if we get to a certain stage, he's going to have to give it back to us. Rachmana Litzlan. Rava Omar, or Amar Rava. Probably Amar Rava, because it's a new statement. Kala Mavra Amidosav, Ma'avir Lo Akol Pshav. You want to know the secret way to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim? You want to know how to get into Hashem's good side? Let things slide. To be Mavra Amidos. Somebody hurts me, somebody wrongs me, so it's fine. Letting it slide. Ma'vir lo kol pshav, shne'amar nosei avon va'over al pesha. L'mi nosei avon, to who is sin carried and wiped away? L'mi she'over al pesha, right, to those who transgressed. And there's a story. Rav Huna b'Rav Rabbi Yeshua Chalash, Rav Huna b'Rav Rabbi Yeshua was on his deathbed. All Rav Papa l'shiyu lebei. Rav Papa went to visit in Chazi the Chalash le'alma. He saw that it was pretty bad. Amar Lahu, Tzvisa Lezavdasa. Rav Papa turns around to the other people there and said, you better get the shrouds ready. You better get the tachrichin ready. Mistame, he said that, without the Rav Huda hearing, or maybe he didn't think he heard. Lusof Isbach, and lo and behold, he got better. He got better. Havi Mirzav, Rav Papa Lamechsei. Rav Papa was always embarrassed to see him, because he thought there was no hope anymore. He thought this was it. Amar Le Mai Chazis. And he said, they asked him, what did you see? My chazes, what did you see when you were in that state? Amar lehu in achinam hachiave. It's true. It's true that I was supposed to die, he says. My days were literally numbered. V'amar l'kadosh baruch hu, Hashem said, ho v'lo mukim b'milei, l'tukum b'hadei. Since he doesn't stand on his word, he lets things slide. Give him another couple years. Right, let his life slide back into life. Shedemar no siyavon over al pesha, lemiyaz no siyavon over al pesha. That's an amazing Gemara. We want to know the secret. Want any schoolers? Schoolers for Arichas Yamim. We don't have to go to a tzaddik and a mekubel right here. Be maver al midoseinu, to let things slide, not to take things, even if somebody does something to us and hurts us. L'sheiris nachlaso, continuing that pasuk in Micha, amar vacha bar chanina, alya v'kotzpa. There's a tail. A tail is a very fatty part of the animal. It's delicious. There's a tail, but there's a thorn in it. Meaning this is a great thing, but there's still, it's not for everybody. L'sheiris nachlaso, v'lo l'kol nachlaso. Hashem only saves some of his inheritance, but not all of his inheritance. Lemi, turning over, Lameisha Mesim Atzmo Kishirayim. Only to those who leave themselves, who conduct themselves as Shirayim, as She'eris. Those who, again, let themselves be trampled and not, again, obviously, B'makom Chil Hashem, we stand up. But in a place where I'm wronged and I'm slighted, okay, what can I do? Rafuna Rami Vaiter Ksiv Tzadik Hashem Bechol Derachav V'chiv Ksiv V'chasid Bechol Masam. Hashem is a tzadik, righteous, and Hashem is a chasid. He's extra pious. B'tchila tzadik lebasov chasid. So we start off, Hashem starts being a tzadik, meaning Rashi Mishpat MS. He tries to judge us, you know, straight, but we all need Rachman. We all need Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he switches. He switches his thrones from the Kisei Shel Din to the Kisei Shel Rachamim. Rebbe Lazar Rami, similar. You'll pay everyone back according to their actions. Ilfa, as we know, the good friend of Rabbi Yochanan, who left the yeshiva, Tainus Chaf Aleph, and didn't hear the angel, didn't go back to yeshiva. We've spoken about that many times. Ilfa, Rami Ksiv. He has the following contradiction. Ksiv, Rav Chesed, Ksiv, V'emes. Betchila, V'emes, Ulubasov, Rav Chesed. Right? Same idea, three different ways. Here we go, famous. Vayavar, Hashem, Alpanav, Yikra. Hashem passed his face in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? By the Egel, asking for forgiveness. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Amali, Mikra, Kasov, Yevshala, Omro. Were it not for the Pasuk that alludes to the following drasha, we would never be able to say this. Milamed shenis atef hakadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur Hashem. This is why the Ravid said, "Don't call him an apikaris if you think that he believes God's physical." Because the Gemara is like this, but the Rama would say, "Just it's a metaphor." Hashem garbed himself like a shliach tzibur with a talis. That, by the way, is the reason why a chazan wears a talis when he says slichos. The herel of Moshe say the tefillah, and he showed Moshe the following, the order of prayer. Amar lo, and he says, "Kol zman shizor chotin." As whenever Jews sin, this is the secret ingredient. Ya'asu l'fanai k'seder hazeh, v'ani mochel lahem. Do in front of me the seder, and I will put mochel to them. Hashem, Hashem, right, kel, rachel, you give me midos. Here it is, you give me midos. Ani, what's the double lashon of Hashem, Hashem? Ani hu kodem sheyechta ha'adam, v'ani hu la'achar sheyechta ha'adam. Yasa tshuva. I'm the same God. I'm unchanging. Before the sin, and after the sin, and he does tshuva. I am the same God. Kel Rachum Chanun, Amr of Yehuda, Bris Krusel Yugim Omidos. There's a special covenant, She'ena Chozes Reikon. They never are going to be, they will always achieve an effect. Whenever we say the Yugim Omidos, that's why that's the Iker, that's the root of Slichas, and that's why, by Ne'ilah, even if you don't say Slichas the whole Yom Kippur, by Ne'ilah, everybody says it again and again and again, seven times, Yugim Omidos, cause that's the last day, the last time, and we want to get it in there. Stop there for a minute. It says that Hashem says, as long as you say this in front of me. Kozman she ya'asu lefanai. You do this. What does that mean, you do this? Explains the Chavetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, in Hakdamah to Avas Chesed. Avas Chesed, the first half of Avas Chesed is about the mitzvah of lending money, and the second half is being Ahavas Chesed. It's unbelievable. In Hakdamah to Avas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim goes through, in every single parsha of the Torah, it discusses Chesed. And he goes through the first 15 parshas, and he says, okay, the rest figure out on your own. But he goes through Bereishis, Noach, he goes through every one. And he says there, the point of life is to copy Hashem, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, it says, V'alachta b'drachav. How do you do that? By doing chesed. By doing chesed. Even more than learning Torah. Hashem is ha'malami Torah l'amo Yisrael. That's true. Torah is more of serving him, not copying him. Chesed is about copying him. And says the Chavetz Chaim, we don't realize the gablus of, we don't know the halacha, and we don't realize how every little act has an unbelievable effects in Shemayim. And that's based on this pasuk. Kel rachav achad kol zman she'ya'asu l'fanai. Another school that we have, Ma'aro Midosav, and then being a Racham Achanan, being compassionate, right, and feeling for our fellow Jews, feeling for our fellow Jews. Ask the Rush, what does it mean that Hashem is Hashem Rachamim before we do the sin? We didn't do the sin yet. So what kind of rachmanis do we need before we do the sin? Hashem is kodim sheyavli kodim, Hashem is la'achar sheyavta. The Rosh says, because Hashem knows we're gonna sin. Hashem knows beforehand. So you might say, you might get upset at us even if before. You know, a parent sometimes sees the child is about to do something and he's already upset. I know they're gonna do it and I'm already upset. I let them do it because I want them to fail and learn from it. But that's code, the Rosh says, beforehand, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we're gonna sin, still, he does it. There is a major machlokas we've shown him. How do you calculate the Yud Gimel Midos? How do you figure out the 13? The major machloket, there are a few machlokos. We'll just mention one, Hashem Hashem. Is that one or two? Tosfos here calls it machlokas. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's two. The first two, Hashem, big nafkamina. Where do you put the comma? Where do you pause? Right? No, so chesed alafim, is that a separate one? Is that a continuation? So all the Rishonim discuss it here. But here, the Tosas quotes the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam. The first two are two. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Nisim, that it's only one. Hashem, Hashem is one. One of the Yud Gimel Midos. Not two. So Hashem, Hashem. Not Hashem. Hashem. Nafkamina. How do you say it? That is the Tosas here. Let's just do a little more. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola Shuva Shemekaraz Gzar Dino Shal Adam, Shnei Amar, Hashmein Lev Ha'amazeh, this, the heart of the nation has gotten fat, Vaznav Achbed, Yenav Hesham, Penyir Beinavu, Baznav Yishma, Vlavo Yavin, Vishav Verafalo, right, they've sinned, they've become heavy, Halavai they should understand and return and do a refuah. Amalir Pavel Abai, Vedemal Lefnei Gzar Din, maybe this passage is talking about before the decree. What do you mean it's afterwards? It says refua, healing. What's a refua? You're already sick. It must be that's talking about where there was already a gzardin. The Bryce says if you do tshuva during a serious made tshuva, then you get mechila lo shabbatayim. If you didn't, afilu hevi kol eli nivayu shabba ola bein mochlin lo. Even if you brought all the karbanis in the world, you're not going to get mechila. What do you mean? I thought you could rip off the gzardin. Whenever. Lokasha habi yachid habit tzibur. Yachid aseres yimei tshuva. That's when he has to focus. Tzibur, always. Tzibur can always rip up a gizar din. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where. There's a lot to say. Let's just, even though we're up on it, we're going to stop here by Meis Fei. Again, there's a lot here. We'll continue tomorrow. But just one thought that Chashuki Chemed here discusses comes up all the time. Let's say you're saying Slichas and the Tzibur gets up to Yud Gimel Midos. So the halacha is you got to make sure that you say it with the tzibur. Because you're not allowed to say, Yud Gimel Midos is so powerful that you have to say it with tzibur. If you're not saying it with tzibur, you have to say it with the tune of the laning, of the Tamei HaMikra. Because, you know, you're not able to say that with tzibur. What happens if you're in a tzibur, but you're just not up to there, and you're up to get the Yud Gimel Midos when they're not there? So then, is it still called tzibur? He says, then you might have a kula. Even if you're not, if you say it after they finished, because you wanted to finish up the previous paragraph, you still have the heter to say it. Without the trump. Because you're in a tzibur. So you're not exactly what? But tefillah b'tzibur. Are we saying the same shmona esrei at the exact same time? No. But we're in a tzibur. When it says that you have to say it with Tamei HaMikra, that means you're totally not connected to the tzibur. You're saying it at home. You're saying it when they're not saying it. That's the Yud Gimel Midas. Again, there's a lot more here, but we'll stop. We're about to get into Yochanan Tzibur. So we'll stop with the Meis Fei. And Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is Kibbutz Maron. Chock full dafim here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Okay?